I'm gonna set this right up here.
Okay. Would y'all like something to eat?
Oh no, I just finished eating lunch. How you doing?
Yeah, I like it.
How's it going? I met your friend over there.
Yeah, that's one of the brothers that Lord led to Christ.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Man, I'm at work right now, that I came out to. I know you told me a man don't work, so. But we work with our own hands, so we won't be a burden to no man.
I like that, sir. I like that. That's what we were kind of talking about. By the way, I got an audio going, just so you know. I always do that for teaching purposes, and I'm sure as a man of God, you don't care about what's on audio, because we just speak the truth, right?
Yeah. Y'all can't control what nobody else
does. Amen. So how are things going for you?
Doing blessed, man.
I heard you said you were going to leave here soon?
And go on to Washington. Do an opener for us. I got an anonymous call.
An opener for?
For ministry, like a miracle happened to me. A miracle happened.
Okay.
After I left you, I got an anonymous phone call from somebody that invited us into their home, into their property, and said they built a house for a certain ministry.
Uh-huh.
And the man felt that it was this ministry, so after we leave here, we got to go up there, and they're gonna welcome as many people that the Lord leads me to bring with me there, and he wanted me to start a work up there, and they was gonna back it financially. Uh-huh. So that's the greatest testimony. This is what I've been praying for 10 years. That God gives me favor with a certain man, like he did with Moses and like he did with Joseph. One man, just a certain man that see the gift and that I can share the vision with and make it plain, and those that see it will run. So for 10 years I've been laboring and being faithful.
Do we need that for our ministry to
No, but it helps.
Huh.
It helps.
Because I would think because of what Christ has come and done, we have everything we need.
We have everything.
We don't need a man or anything like that.
That
almost sounds Old Testament prophetic, like we need a man to...
I'm using scripture to foundate everything. Because like Solomon, when he went and built the temple, all the people came together and gave.
Right.
Job, when he repented, everybody came and gave him a piece of money to show the God's glory.
Yeah.
And all the prophets, you know what they needed. Elijah, when he went to the widow house, right? She fed him with the sustenance and things of that nature. So God say, seek his kingdom first, and the rest of these things shall be added.
Right.
Hey, could you stand in the gap for me in there?
The thing is, we're in the New Testament, so we got to be careful, because the Bible tells us that we're to go and preach the gospel, make disciples, but Jesus tells us that we're not going to have favor in the world, that the world's going to hate us, because things have shifted. You've noticed. Things have shifted even from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and now Christianity and the world is on the downhill slide, headed right into Satan's sewer. And so we have to be very careful. That's why when I just said, I don't know how mature this brother is, but when I talked to him for a second and I asked him, was talking to him about testing all things, and he kind of said, well, you don't have to test stuff. And I said, no, the Bible tells us we are to test all things. So my biggest fear is, I was sharing with you the other day when you pulled up in your car, is that so many men are claiming Christ, but they're either walking or running into ministries or walking or running into gospels, and it's not really rooted in God's word. Most of America is in heresy.
Whitewash.
It's a wash in heresy.
Watered down.
And so you told me about James, told me about you. I looked you guys up, and I told you that I was going to come up and talk to you, and I'm here. And I told you that I did see some troubling signs. Well, I looked up you, and there wasn't a lot of your preaching. I saw your home Bible studies on Facebook. You gave us the Facebook site. But I looked up James, and, okay, I'm just going to be honest. I care about you as a man. You're my neighbor. I love you. But what I see and what I hear, I'm just going to lay it out. I'm an honest guy. I have to be honest, and I kind of see word of faith connections. Do you have connections and beliefs similar to the word of faithers? And the reason I ask is because James, when he was teaching, said, "Hey, Joel Osteen down in Texas, he's doing a great work down there." And I went, any man of God that claims he's a man of God reading the Bible could say that Joel Osteen is doing a great work of God down in Texas. You're from Texas. Joel Osteen is a false teaching, word of faith, even a cult wolf. James says he's doing a great work down there. And you're united to James. So like I told you the other day, when we unite with someone, whether we lie with a whore, or we unite in a holy marriage, or we unite in spiritual things like you are, that troubles me. And then in your testimony, you did say to me that you heard Jesus talk to you through the television set. Whenever I hear testimonies like that, I go back to my scriptures and I can't see anywhere in the scriptures after the book of Acts where God's Spirit, first of all, there's no more prophets and apostles. Do you believe there's prophets and apostles anymore?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
So that is word of faithy. So Hebrews 1.
I heard these doctrines before there's no more prophets.
Well, Hebrews 1 says God used to speak in the days of old through prophets. Today he speaks through, do you know what it says?
Through the prophets.
In the days of old, he used, no,
Hebrews chapter 1.
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 1 says, in the days of old, he used to speak through the prophets. But today, he speaks through the Word. So he's no longer speaking through men. Because here's the thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, hold on. If he's speaking through men, then I'll answer your question. If he's speaking through men, Terrell, do I have to start writing what God's telling you in the back of my Bible? Isn't that new revelation?
Nah, he's speaking. Prophets only spoke.
No, not the prophets. I'm talking about today. Prophets were legit. I'm talking about if God's talking to you, do I need to start writing in the back of my Bible that the Bible says it's closed? No more revelation in that way. Do I need... I hear other men saying they're hearing God's voice, God's talking to them, God's telling them things. Do I need to start writing in the back of my Bible? But if he's talking to you, I'm missing out on revelation. See, this is very troubling. I believe there's deceptive spirits out. What was your question? You were going to ask me a question.
Well, about the apostles, right?
Yeah.
After the 12 apostles was chosen, they brought in a new apostle.
Matthias.
So there are apostles that was ordained apostle after that. And Paul wrote and said he made some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, yeah, and things of that nature,
okay,
for the working of the ministry.
But you know what Ephesians 4 says? Do you know what's the foundation of the faith?
Ephesians 4?
You know what Ephesians 4 says is the foundation of the New Testament body of Christ? What's the foundation of the faith? Christ?
Yeah.
Christ, the prophets and apostles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the foundation. Let me ask you a question, Terrell. Are we still building on the foundation today?
Is we still building on
Are
the
we still building on the foundation that Christ laid and rested on? Or are we to be putting up walls and ceilings? See, the foundation's done.
The foundation is done. We just
So continue, we don't we have just, no more apostles and prophets.
We just continue in
truth
the,
of his
the
word.
Gospel.
Yeah.
We just continue
right.
and spread the same message that he spread.
Right. But there's no more apostles and prophets. Otherwise, we're still laying on that foundation. And I need
label,
to listen.
But I don't label myself as an apostle.
Well, I know that. But if you believe there's apostles, I got to go find them and see what they're saying so I can keep building my foundation. You see how this doesn't make any sense?
Now, the Bible says, you know, he made some apostles, some prophets. And really, I really don't. I just know who I am in Christ.
Okay.
My name is Brother Terrell.
Okay.
I don't consider nobody. If people come and ask me who do they follow, let me tell you my belief.
Yeah.
If a person come and ask me who do I follow, who do they follow, I tell them guys right there, if they ask who your pastor is, point to Jesus. If they ask who's the leader, point to Jesus, and we are under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Don't bring nobody and point and say, this is my pastor.
I like
this
that.
Let me tell you what the problem is so we can get an understanding.
Yeah, okay. Can I just say I like that, but what that doesn't do
of Jesus Christ,
that doesn't dissuade spiritual unity with people that are false teachers, because the Bible tells us not to do that. So you can say, don't tell any man that a man is your pastor or your prophet, but yet when you go and link with people that are linking to people that are false.
Look, can I give you a revelation?
Yeah.
You have to get back in there.
All right. So.
Is that James?
Yes, James.
Did James get divorced or did his wife die?
You might have to ask him that.
You don't know?
You have to ask him that. Ask him that. He's coming out. Talk to him.
Okay. I will.
Go knock on the door and tell him.
You know what? I gave you one of my cards. I gave you one of my cards. If you and I never talk again, I hope you go.
No, I
hope you go to my website. I'm going to be doing.
Will you be around? Because I'm.
Well, probably not. I'm going to be doing a testing.
Where are you going to be going?
I'm
going to
be doing a testing on his ministry, and it's going to be on our Unbiblical Teachers blog, and I'm going to lay it all out because I want to warn people. I want to help you in the truth.
Okay, but look, let me do it. I am here.
I understand.
To help him, to bring him up to where we're at, brother.
Are you calling him out of all those things?
Yes.
Okay.
We just had to talk about that. So
really?
This is what we talk about. This is why he is, because he wants to. He's a
vile carnal man. I saw him talking about his wife in little hot shorts and all this.
You didn't hear that in my
vileness.
But on my teaching, when you went
But you're
on Facebook,
united to him.
When you went on Facebook, I preached the cross instead of the cross.
Yeah, but there's more to what you're preaching, and I hope you're taking men and women. I hope you're taking women deeper in their holiness, because there is more to teaching. I see that you're kind of worldly too with your sports teams and things. That's not of God, so I hope you're going deeper.
Not as angels. It represents angels.
Yeah.
That's
angels. California angels. But sports teams and the things of the world are not of God.
I don't even watch football. I don't even much know who won the Super Bowl. I don't know who won the
That's good. So but we shouldn't represent that on our temple.
Brother, I got Jesus clothes.
Yeah, but we shouldn't put his name on our clothes either. Do you know the Bible says you're supposed to be unadorned? Not adorn yourself so people are looking at your adornment? Here's another one for you. I love you, so I'm telling you the truth while I got you here. That's a pagan symbol. The cross.
Yeah, it's a Roman.
It's a pagan symbol.
As long as they ain't got Jesus on it.
It's a still pagan symbol. The cross is his death and blood, not some... I hope you look at my website so I can help you.
But sir, I do not worship...
Doesn't matter. You must obey.
I do not worship this.
You must obey.
And I don't look at this as my holiness because God judges the heart.
Yep, nope. Nope, that's not true. God's just going to judge your deeds. That's an absolute lie. The Bible says God will judge your deeds. He's going to judge your deeds. Look
it
up.
What about the man on the cross?
Look it up. He repented and followed after Christ.
No, he didn't get a chance to do no work.
Sure he did. He repented. He witnessed to the guy next to him.
The thief on the cross. He didn't get baptized.
He witnessed. You don't have to get baptized.
Amen.
God's going to judge your deeds, Terrell. You got to go deeper in truth.
Hey, thank you, man. Hey, stick around. I want to talk to you.
I can't. I got to be down the road. Yeah, could you ask James if he has time to talk? I know James is the leader here. I was wondering if he'd come out and talk. Is James available?